The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic, Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, Chapter 4.
Are you awake, Lillian?
Just come through, Grapple. I'm awake and decent.
Ha! Since when have you ever been decent, Lillian Fairheart?
Very funny, Grapple. Maybe I shouldn't let you in at all.
Ah, it was just a joke, lass. Now, don't go telling me you lost your sense of humor.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Ah, touche.
So, what do I owe the pleasure of your company early on a Saturday morning?
I thought you'd want to know. Your uncle is back.
Uncle Lartimus? Pig face? Who cares? Ugh.
No, not that, Uncle.
You can't mean... It can't be.
Well, Dalrydendorf it is. Well, you don't look happy about it, lass. I thought he was your favorite relative in the whole wild world.
He's practically my only relative. Certainly the only relative I care anything about. Now that you mention it... No. I'm not particularly pleased to hear it.
But why, Lily?
It's because of what his being here means. Oh, don't you get it? He was sent for.
By the Archbishop himself, you mean? Never.
Who else would it be? And for what other reason would my Uncle Waldo be coming back here? To Terse, of all places. He's been summoned here to bring me back to the Academy.
Oh, I see. What shall you do then?
I have to get away from here. Far away.
But what of your plans?
My plans haven't changed. I can continue what I've started elsewhere. I always knew it would mean leaving Terse in the end, but I won't let them take me back to the Academy.
Then I'll pack me bags.
What? Why? Grapple? No, you're not coming with me.
What? I've been helping you.
Never fear.
Who else can you trust?
There's Divine Cat Flame, for a start.
That Soldier Guild wannabe. Never.
She's the best fighter I've ever seen. And one of my very best friends. But I don't intend to put anyone at risk. I can handle this on my own.
I think not.
I appreciate what you've done for me, Grapple, and what you're trying to do, but you are staying here in Terse. I'll be just fine on my own.
But...
I'm not arguing with you. It's settled. Now go. Get out of here.
Fine. I'll go. But you're making a big mistake, Lily Fairheart. You go it alone and you'll end up dead.
I'll take that risk. Thanks. It's mine to take. Now get lost, Grap. And thanks again. Really.
Oh, all right, lass. Just take care of yourself, eh?
I will, I promise.
I'll hold you to that.
Come in. To what do I owe the honor of your visit, Archbishop?
I'm concerned about this problem that we have, Lady Detilda.
Are you referring to the Lily Fairheart situation?
Yes, it's the only real problem that we have at the moment.
Correction, Bertram. Yes, this is your problem. We don't come into it. Understood? At least, not officially.
I understand, Matilda, but...
Ugh, are you going to be tedious?
Look, this is serious. If Lily is left to her own devices, it could mean a lot of trouble for us.
Then why did you involve Waldo Riddendorf?
Oh, you know about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know about that. Oh, as if you could do anything that I wouldn't know about. You can't keep little secrets from me, Bertie. So, I'll ask again. Why involve the dried-up old mage?
Well, firstly, that was the council's decision, not mine.
Oh, that bloody council. I knew I should have had it disbanded the moment I took office. And by disbanded, of course, I mean beheaded. So, you were about to explain yourself?
Oh, well, why do you think they chose to involve Riddendorf?
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, that's why I'm asking you.
It was felt by the council that, well, we may need someone to take the fall for all of this.
Oh, I see. And the old fool is the perfect stooge, as it were. Oh, how yummy!
This is hardly a laughing matter, Nat.
Oh, such familiarity. Oh, imagine calling me Nat as if we were close bosom chums or something. Oh, wait. Or are you still all sweet on me? Like in your younger days, eh, Bertie? Well, I wasn't having it then, and I'm certainly not having it now. And neither are you. So put that nonsense right out of your head.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. Of course, I didn't mean it like that, Natilda. But what I meant was, well, to put it plainly, please try and take this seriously. You're the provincial governess, after all.
Well, that's Lady Natilda to you, Fenton. And I do know what position I hold within this province. I don't need reminding of my duties by the likes of you. And furthermore, you'd better not mess this up. Otherwise, it's your head on the chopping block, not mine. Understood?
Oh, I see. So I'm basically in this alone.
Surely you didn't think we were in this together. That's really sad. That's really sad, Bertram. And more than a little bit, what's the word? Pathetic. Now get out. Don't bother me with your piffling little worries again. Understood?
Oh, I understand perfectly, Lady Natilda. Good day.
Oh, and don't let the door hit you in the backside on your way out.
We've been coming to this inn for the past week now.
Is that a complaint?
It's an observation. I just don't get it.
I don't see why you have to get it, young woman.
But shouldn't we actually be accomplishing something?
Who says we aren't? And if you don't like hanging around with me, then I suggest you go off and find something, more to your liking to do. In other words, if you don't like this, buzz off!
I couldn't even if I wanted to. I gave my word I'd stick to you like glue, Grandpa. Besides, I wouldn't have thought this was your kind of place anyway.
Never said it was my kind of place, young woman. I've just managed to meet some friends here, that's all. And stop referring to me as Grandpa. The very idea.
Oh, I see. Well, you could have told me this was part of the plan in the first place. I knew this place was too swinging for the likes of you, Grandpa.
Look, I'm not your grandpa. Just call me Waldo, like everybody else.
Sure, sure. Whatever you say.
Young people today.
But I swear I'm not cheating. I won the game fair and square.
That voice sounds familiar.
Oh boy. The musclehead has already gotten himself into trouble.
Might have known Pretty Boy would start a bar fight. Best go and save his arse as usual.
Glad to see you lot made it.
I got here early.
And got yourself into trouble, as always.
Just a friendly game of chance.
Didn't look so friendly to me, Gawain.
But I won. I am the victor. Wee for me. Oh dear. Everything is going dark. Are we having... An eclipse or something? Oh, look! Little birdies!
Better pick him up, Greybeard.
Ah, let him sleep it off. He looks as peaceful as a newborn babe down there on the floor like that.
he does, rather.
Fine, whatever. So, what's this all about, Waldo?
Why drag us all the way down here on the edge of the continent?
I studied magic here at the Mage's Academy nearby.
And who is your young friend here?
Introduce yourself, girl.
Zoe Underhill, at your service. I'm here to keep you lot out of trouble.
That'll be the day.
So, where's Blondo?
If you mean the halfling. How should I know? I'm not his keeper.
Last I saw of Blondo Barnfeathers, he was heading off into the Crystal Mountains on a quest to find the sparkling jewels of Tazgoth with some new band of adventurers he met in Goth Dirtha.
Well, we'll not see him for love or money. That halfling loves deep, dark, smelly places. He's probably as happy as a pig in slop right now.
Oh, pity. I was hoping for a full compliment on this one.
Why don't you just tell us what this is all about?
I will. I'll tell you everything. Over a nice bowl of stew, eh?
Now you're talking, wizard.
As I told you before, Dwarf, I'm a mage of the First Order.
If you believe that, you'll believe anything.
Just you hush your mouth, girl. Mind your manners in front of my guests, eh? And what would you know about it?
Only what I've been told, Grandpa.
Oh, I'm sure the Archbishop has told many stories about me. It doesn't mean everything he says is true, though. And do stop referring to me as Grandpa.
I believe what I see with my own eyes. And so far, you've done nothing to impress me, Grandpa.
Watch your tongue, youngling. Or I'll turn you into something really horrid.
Go on, then. I'm waiting.
Can't you two just try to get along?
I'm happy to make the effort, but I don't think she is.
At least I'm not some old fart whose only concern is what to next put down his gullet.
See? See? This is what's been forced upon me.
Oh, brother.
Oh, this little adventure's going to be so much fun. I can already tell.
You have been listening to Magic, Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, Chapter 4, which starred in order of appearance, Tanya Milojevich as Lillian Fairheart, Steve White as Grapple, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Russell Gold as Archbishop Fenton, Rebecca Thomas as Zoe Underhill, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dernhelm, and Dave Weaver as Greybeard. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer and a director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic, Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. This is Gareth Seven. Our story will continue in Chapter 5. Please join us then.
Next time on Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem.
What meaning of this? Clad smelled human flesh. Who bring humans to Troll Cave? Who dares?
Troll Dwarf dares. But humans already in Troll Forest. Troll Dwarf think man girls make good. Meal.
But Troll Dwarf not leader? Glad leader of trolls? Only Glad make decisions? Did Dwarf forget?
Troll Dwarf not forget? Troll Dwarf taking initiative.
Troll Dwarf big clod. Troll Dwarf not have intelligence to take initiative.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.